Let's go next to Egypt, where the largest opposition movement is facing a crackdown by government authorities. That's nothing new. It is election time, and Egypt has parliamentary elections set for later this year. But this time, the allegations against the Muslim Brotherhood, that opposition group, are more serious. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Cairo.
When police earlier this month detained the Brotherhood's chief deputy, Mahmoud Ezzat, and 14 other officials, few Egyptians raised their eyebrows. Such roundups occur every few years in a country where the Brotherhood is officially banned, but sometimes tolerated. But Egyptians were startled by what happened next. Instead of the usual vague charges of engaging in banned political activity, the state prosecutor's office described a sensational plot in which an alleged secret cabal within the Brotherhood was conspiring to revive the violent attacks that marked the Brotherhood's operation some half a century ago, when the radical thinker Sayed Qutb's views held sway. Brotherhood official Mohamed Al-Morsi says the charges are absurd.
It's just silly and ridiculous to say that there is a group inside the group and it's now somehow moving to revive Sayed Qutb's ideas. It's just very strange to listen or see such accusations.
Qutb was a prolific author on Islam's role in modern life. His best-known works were written in Egyptian prisons, where he is credited with persuading other Muslim brothers, many of whom had been, like Qutb, subjected to torture, that extremism was justified in pursuit of an Islamist state. Qutb was hanged in 1966. The Brotherhood says his ideas have been distorted, but that in any case the group renounced violence decades ago. The government has never accepted that assertion, and analysts say its latest actions signal a return to an earlier, more hostile approach to the Brotherhood. After the recent arrests, the state prosecutor's office said it also had uncovered a secret cell of female Muslim Brotherhood operatives, comparing it to an earlier group from the 1960s. Writing in the government-backed Al-Ahram newspaper, Islamist expert Hossam Tamam said, "This regime is clearly changing the rules of engagement with the Brotherhood." Independent analyst Mustafa Kamal Sayed says despite the sensational nature of the latest charges, the government's crackdown essentially conforms to the same calculus it has used in previous election years. When in doubt, jail the Muslim Brothers.
So therefore, the arrests, you don't know, I hate to use this expression, they make sense from the point of view of the government. You know, the government is trying to cripple the movement and to prevent it from launching an effective election campaign.
Analysts here say the Brotherhood's real affront was managing in 2005 to win nearly 20% of the seats in Parliament, a shock the NDP, the ruling National Democratic Party, has not forgotten. It may not have helped matters when the Brotherhood held internal elections recently, and the outgoing Supreme Guide pointedly declared that President Hosni Mubarak might do well to take note of how a free, fair, and peaceful transfer of power is conducted in Egypt. Instead, says Sayed, the NDP is determined to crush the opposition, with the help of constitutional amendments it pushed through in 2007, which included lifting the requirement for judicial observers in all voting stations.
It was clear that the intention of the NDP is not to organize free and fair election in the country, so this has been demonstrated by these arrests.
The election changes won't just affect the Muslim Brotherhood. Supporters of potential presidential challenger Mohamed El-Baradei have launched a campaign to get the changes overturned as a condition for Baradei's candidacy. Baradei recently returned to Cairo after stepping down as head of the UN's nuclear watchdog agency. Meanwhile, the Muslim Brothers are discussing the new reality and debating to what extent they should participate in this year's elections. Brotherhood official Mohamed Al-Morsi says he'll also be preparing for the knock on his door. That means he, too, is being placed under arrest.
I'm not worried. I'm expecting it. Why not? It comes suddenly, like death.
Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Cairo.